अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः यों विष्णुपादाय श्रीगौरप्रियमूर्तये श्रीमते भक्तिवल्लभ तीर्थगोस्वामिनामिने पतितपावन परम करुणामय परम आराध्यतम श्री गुरुदेव ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद्भक्तिवल्लभ तीर्थ गोस्वामी महाराज जी के श्री पाद पद्म में असंख्य कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम करते उनके हेतु की कृपा याचना करते हैं। He is also a listener. So, today we shall discuss about Harinam. Almost all of us are initiated. We all are initiated. And how seriously do we take Harinam? Do we really chant Harinam very seriously? That is very important. Because sun is showering its mercy on the whole planet equally. But the rocks and the mountains or the land which is not fertile remains useless. Or the person who is inside the house closes the shutters of windows and doors, everything, he is also so unfortunate that he is unable to take the rays of the sun. But the one who takes the rays of the sun, that fertile land, there you can see different kinds, different varieties of plants and trees are growing, fruits are coming, flowers are coming. So the mercy of Sri Guru is coming, is falling on all his disciples equally. But what is our condition? Are we really taking the benefit of the mercy of Sri Guru? That is very important. How the Gurudev is giving his mercy? Through Harinam. He has initiated us. Gurudev has initiated us. How he initiated? By giving us Harinam, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he told us to chant this mantra. You have to chant this Maha Mantra properly. Why Maha Mantra? What is there in the holy name? Because the scriptures, it very clearly mentions that the holy name and the person, Supreme Lord, are non-different. Vachyam vachakam ityudeti bhavato nama swarupadvayam. Lord himself appeared in the form of holy name and he himself. Both are non-different from each other. Nam and swarup, though, dvayam means they appeared like two. One single supreme personality of Godhead, he appeared in two forms. One as his holy name and one he himself. When we receive the holy name, Harinam, means we have received the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gurudev has very mercifully given the Supreme Lord to us. For what? To serve. Our duty is to serve the Supreme Lord. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he mentions very clearly, if our chanting is not there, then whatever we are doing in the name of serving Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan has no meaning. It becomes pious activities, but not pure devotion. Pure devotion includes chanting of the holy name and hearing of Harikatha. When it is not there, when it is lacking, means really the most essential part, which is called the life of a devotee, is lacking. I am initiated, but I am not inspired to chant more number of rounds. Then what is the benefit we will get even by taking initiation from a bona fide spiritual authority? Lord can be understood only by chanting of His holy name. Why? Because in this age, Lord appeared in the form of His holy name. Holy name and name and the Lord, both are one. What is said in the Puranas? Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The holy name of the Supreme Lord is desire stone. Chintamani. There are different kinds of gems and stones. What we see in this world, other than this, there are very special gems are there, like Parasmani. It is a stone, touch stone. If you touch the stone with a piece of iron, it becomes gold. Have you heard about it? There is such kind of stone. If you simply touch with iron, it becomes gold. No, we don't believe this, but it is there in the history of India. The one devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he was having this stone, Sanatana Goswami. And one devotee of Lord Shiva came from Kashi to ask for some higher treasure. When he came, he just said, "You just check in that garbage." I don't want to tell the whole story. When Sanatana Goswami told him to check in the garbage, he found this stone from garbage. And he said, "Take this. What is the use of this?" He was having one iron chain on his shoulder. He just touched it, immediately it became gold. He was very happy, he was crazy. If you get something, you just touch iron and it becomes gold, what a person will feel like. And he was very happily going back. On the way, he was thinking, what I have got, I'm very happy. But what kind of person he is? He's having this very rare treasure and he just threw it in garbage. He must be having something higher than this. So he went back and he said, "I don't want this stone. I want something higher, what you have." Then he said, "Okay, you do one thing. You throw this in Jamuna, take bath and come back." He did. And immediately he initiated him with the holy name of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. No, I don't believe this. No, it's there in the history. When the king, Mughal king of India, Akbar, he was the ruler of Mughal Empire, coming in the line of Babur. So Akbar was the king of that time. It's in, there in the history of Akbar. When Akbar, he got this news from in Delhi, he sent his men to Jamuna and they all jumped in Jamuna and they tried to search for the gem, but they could not get it. But they are throwing the anchor of the ship inside the waters of Jamuna and it's coming out becoming gold. So it is there. That is called Parashmani, that stone. And much higher than this, there is one more stone called Shyamantakmani. Every day it is giving birth to Sola Man. 1 man is 40 kg. 16 into 40 kgs of gold is producing by itself. No need to have any iron or anything. It is called Shyamantakmani. That was also there. In the history it is explained. But much higher than all these kinds of germs is the desire stone, Chintamani. Whatever you desire, you will get everything. You just need to desire that I want this. Only simply by having desire without any effort, you will get everything. What is the desire stone? Holy name of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Nam Chintamani Krishna, Chintamani. The holy name of Lord Krishna is Chintamani. Nothing else is Chintamani. If you chant any other name other than the holy name of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, you will never get your desired object fulfilled. Only if you chant the holy name of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, your desired object is fulfilled. Why? It is Chintamani. What it says? Krishna. The holy name of Lord Krishna, Supreme Lord Krishna, is Chintamani. Nothing else is Chintamani. Krishna means what? One who attracts and giving bliss all the time. There is nothing like someone is attracting you and giving bliss for some time and then it is over. That attraction is over and the charm is over and the bliss is also over. It's not there like that. He is eternally attracting everyone and giving bliss eternally all the time. He is Krishna. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Ras means what? Mellow. Vigraha means personification of mellow. And what kind of mellow? Which has life. Chaitanya. Consciousness. It's not matter. That mellow is not like matter. Means material mellow. It's transcendental mellow. Which is coming from the holy name of Sri Krishna. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta. Purna Shuddha means it's totally pure. There is no contamination. Not even a 0.1% of contamination in the holy name. There is something that it can't happen. Such thing does not exist in the holy name. Everything is possible. And it's very pure. Nitya Mukta means it is not bound to anyone or anything. It's totally free. Untouched and it's fully liberated. Abhinnatvat Namana, not different from the holy name and the Lord. Both are identical, both are one. They both are not different from each other. That is the holy name of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, which we are very fortunately received from the lotus mouth of a pure devotee. We don't understand the value. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the glorification of holy name, he mentioned one kirtan. What he says? Every day we are singing in the morning. Jaya Jaya Harinam Chidananda Amrita Dham. You heard this kirtan? Prem Prabhu?
No.
Yeah, morning we are singing every day.
Yes,
yeah. He is glorifying. He is saying all glories to holy name. Chidananda Amrita Dham. Chidananda means Sachidananda. Full of knowledge and bliss. And nectar of eternity. Nectar of knowledge. Nectar of bliss. Personification of these three things. Amrita Dham. Dham means the abode. The abode of Sachidananda is the holy name. Where all these three things are personified. Paratattva Akshara Akar. It appeared in the form of letter. And what is Akshara? Kshara means perishable. Akshara which is never perished. Why Lord is called Purushottam? Ksharal atito aham aksharad apicha uttamam athe lokecha vedecha katita samap Purushottam. They are calling him Purushottam. Why? He is much superior than something which is called akshar. Even though those things which are never perished, even Lord is much higher than that. Because he is supreme personality. Paratattva means tattva, means that. What is tattva? The eternity, supreme personality is called tattva, reality, truth. Tattva means in reality, truth. Paratattva, topmost of the truth, the end of the truth, means the perfection of the truth is called paratattva. After that, there is nothing called reality does exist. Whatever is called reality, that reality, the end of the reality is called paratamatattva. Paratattva akshara akar, and that paratattva appeared in the form of letter. What is that? Jaya Jaya Harinam. All glories to that Harinam, holy name of Supreme Lord. Nijajane Kripakari Namarupe Avatari. By extending his mercy on the jivas, on his own persons, he appeared in the form of holy name. Jive Daya Karile Apar. What he has done? Apar means beyond any limit. There is no limit. Apar means infinite. Anant. Jive Daya. He has given his mercy, his compassion on the jivas, on the fallen souls of this world. Karile Apar. Being merciful to the most fallen jivas of this world, he has extended his mercy completely, the complete extent. Understand? Jive Daya Karile Apar. Jaya Hari Krishna Nam Jagajana Suvishram. Sarvajana Manas Ranjan. Jaya Jaya. What it is says? Further. Jaya Hari Krishna Nam Jagajana Suvishram. Sarvajana Manas Ranjan. Means the name, the holy name of Supreme Lord Sri Hari, Sri Krishna. What? Jagajana Suvishram. Jan means the people who are in this world or the people who are in other planets. Any world which belongs to the jivas belongs to any world. Suvishram, not Vishram. It's giving Suvishram, means Samyak Vishram, means giving rest, peace in the region of the heart. Simply by chanting the holy name, we get the peace which can't be defined. Jai Hari Krishna Nam, only the name of Krishna, only the name of Hari. What is Hari? Hari Harati Papani. By chanting the name of Lord Hari, all our sins are coming out, because Hari is attracting all the sins committed by us till the last minute. From sins, innumerable number of lifetimes which we have accumulated, the sins, all those sins are attracted by Hari. And what Krishna is doing? He is giving pleasure to the jivas. He is giving peace to the jivas. He is giving anand to the jivas, bliss to the jivas. Jagajana Suvishna, Sarvajana Manas Ranjan. Sarvajan means the man, the person who belongs to the Supreme Lord. Sarva means Supreme Lord. One who belongs to the Supreme Lord. Sarvajan means the person who belongs to the Supreme Lord. Manas Ranjan means his heart is totally filled simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Muni Vrinda Nirantara Jena Mera Samadhar Kari Gaye Bhariya Vadan. Munivrind means all those ascetics, all those saints, all those devotees, all those people, those who are doing meditation. Munivrind Nirantara means continuously. Jainamer Samadhar. All the time those who are meditating and glorifying the holy name of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Karigai Bhariya Vadan. They are singing the holy name with heart-filled voice. from the core of their heart. Vada means body is filled, their mind is filled. Holy name has that power. A person is chanting the holy name properly, then his heart is filled with bliss. What it is filled with? It is filled with bliss. It's filled with joy. It's filled with the love of the Supreme Lord. And then they are singing. There is one kirtan. Narad Goswami was singing. Narad Muni Bajai Vina Radhikaramana Nami. He is singing the holy name of the Supreme Lord. And what is happening when he is singing the holy name? Everyone is full of bliss and joy, and they are dancing with Narad Goswami. It was seen. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he composed a beautiful kirtan. So what he says, Ohe Krishna Namakshara Tumi Sarva Shakti Dhara. Ohe Krishna Namakshara means, He Krishna Nam, the holy name of Supreme Lord. Tumi Sarva Shakti Dhara. The holy name is potent of having the Supreme Lord, of having the ability to attract the Supreme Lord. Sarva Shakti Dhara. The potency of the Supreme Lord is in the holy name. In the holy name, the potency of the Supreme Lord is existing. So simply by singing the holy name, what is happening? Lord is being attracted. Tumi Sarva Shakti Dhara. Dhara means the possessor. Holy name is the possessor of all the potencies of the Supreme Lord. Whatever Lord possesses, all his potency is possessed by the holy name. Jivere Kalyana Vitarane. And what you are doing? You are spreading auspiciousness onto all the jivas. Kalyana Vitarane. Vitarane means to spread. Jivera Kalyana. The auspiciousness of all the jivas is being spread by the holy name. Why? Because his holy name is equally potent. Like the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. They both are identical, not different from each other. Toma bina bhava sindhu dharite nahi bandhu. Asiyachu jiva udharane. Toma bina bhava sindhu. Without you, what is bhava sindhu? This material world. The ocean of this material world. Sansar, this world is considered as a vast ocean. Without any end, you can't see the end. If a person has fallen in the middle of the sea, if wherever he sees, he will not see any end. For him, everywhere looks same. So it says, Toma bina bhava sindhu. Without you, this material world, this ocean, Uddharite nahi bandhu. There is no one who can save me from this. I have fallen in this ocean of material world and I am lost. Directions are lost. I don't know where to go. Compass is not working. I am in the middle. Radars are not working. My intelligence, my mind, my ability, my talent, my capacity, everything failed to work now. Now, in the name of saving myself, I am entangling more and more. I am going deep and deep inside these waters. Then who will save me? Who will show me the direction? It says, Uttama bina bhava sindhu udharite nahi bandhu. Without you, there is no one. Udharite nahi bandhu. No one is there to protect me. And because you have appeared, asiyachu jiva udharane, you have appeared to deliver the fallen souls from this world. Who appeared? The holy name. Lord himself appeared in the form of holy name. Lord appeared in the form of holy name. Achitap jive yata tumi sabakar hata helai tumare ek bar. And very interesting. Achetap jiveyato. So much of miseries are there in the jivas. Jiveyato means whatever miseries are there in the jivas. tumi sab karo hata. You are the one who will simply remove all those miseries from the jivas. How he removed? When this line comes, Srila Bharati Maharaj always mentions the story about Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and all the Sakhas and Radharani. They all were going, having the desire to meet with Lord Krishna in Prabhas Kshetra. When Vasudeva Maharaj, Narad Goswami told him that you have to perform yajna for the well-being of your children, he says, okay. Then Lord Krishna, he made the invitation cards and he told Narad Goswami, because Narad, he can travel very fast, like mind. So he told him, you please distribute these cards to everyone, but make sure that you don't invite Vrajvasis. Please don't invite them. He went there. First he went directly to Vraj. And now he is saying to Nand Yashoda, when they saw him, they did pranams and they asked, how come you are here, Maharshi? Then Narada Goswami, he said, I am very busy because I have to invite all three worlds for this big sacrifice. So I have to go. They said, we are not invited. He said, no. Krishna told, don't invite you all. Huh? So I have to go, okay. I'll take leave, and he left. Now Yashoda, she is mother. Her affection is like that. She says, no, I will go. Nand Maharaj told him, don't go because you don't have proper invitation. If you go, they will not allow you to go inside. She says, no, I am mother. Why I need invitation? I will go. When Yashoda wants to go, Nand Maharaj said, I will also go with you. When Nand Maharaj and Yashoda were ready to go, all elder Vrajavasis, they were ready to go. And when they all were ready to go, all the Sakhas of Vrindavan, they wanted to go. When everyone is going, gopis and all, everyone, they all went. Radharani, everyone went. They are walking. During night time, Srimati Radhika, she, by her effulgence, bodily effulgence, there was so much of light that it was not dark. So everyone were walking day and night, and they finally reached that place where they are performing this yajna. And now there are four doors. Everywhere doors are closed. When they go there and they ask, where is the invitation? They said, we don't have invitation. Then they said, out. We are strictly ordered without invitation not to allow anyone to come inside. So we can't allow you. They are going on all four directions and they are very much feeling pain. Yashoda is crying. I came very far till here and I have to return without meeting with my son. So much of pain. When there is true love, a moment of separation is also considered as the separation of innumerable number of years. It is Madanakya Mahabhav and all, so many things are there. So I don't want to speak all that. So anyhow, the point is, when there is true love, then the moment of separation is also very painful, very painful. We can't imagine. We don't have true love, as we hear from Maharaj and many people, that especially in these countries there is no chance of any love. So there is no point of attachment and feeling pain in separation. But there, the separation, the feeling is so intense that Yashoda is sitting and all Vrajavasis are sitting and crying. What says? Ache tapa jive yata. You can see the tap, that pain of Nand Yashoda and all the Vrajavasis, Sakhas and Gopis, everyone. So much of pain is there. What is the real pain for a pure devotee is to feel the separation from the Supreme Lord is more painful. So what to do? Then the friend of Yashoda told her, why don't you call your son from here only? He will come. Very old lady. And also voice is choking. She can't call so loudly. But still, when she heard, with that affection which she is having in her heart, from the core of the heart, she spoke, she called, Gopal. Even the way she is calling, it's difficult to hear there also. Not like that she is shouting very loudly. She is calling from the core of the heart. And there, the sakhas of Krishna, they are calling, Kanha. And there Srimati Radhika is calling Shyam Sundar. He appeared in three different forms and he appeared right in front of them, breaking all the rules. He is very inside where drums are being played and so many people are guarding, so many things are there. But he could not remain inside for a moment. And the priests, those who are performing the sacrifice, they are saying, just wait for a moment, let us finish. He said, no. As she called him for Gopal, immediately he became like a small Gopal and then he came very fast running and then he just jumped on her lap. Achetapa jiveyata tumi sava karohata. You are the one who is finishing all those pain, all those vira, all those miseries of the devotees. And their sakhas are calling. Immediately he appeared in the form of a cowherd boy. And then he just came and jumped among them. When Radharani is calling Shyam Sundar, he appeared in the form of Shyam Sundar in front of Srimati Radhika. Helai tumare ek bar. Just very easily, very smoothly they have taken the holy name. Generally, helai means people, they take the meaning like even for fun. Helai doesn't refer to fun or joke. It's like very easily, casually, like very smoothly. Normally you just chant it. Not like you sit and unless you chant, no. Your voice should reach. If you are chanting from the core of the heart, even normal, wherever relaxed, even if you are chanting or from the very intense way of chanting, whatever way you are chanting, if it is coming from the core of the heart, definitely it will reach to the Supreme Lord. If our voice reaches the Supreme Lord, he is the first person to respond. If the holy name which we are chanting, the Supreme Lord, if it's reaching the ears of the Supreme Lord, he is the first person to respond. Not the second person, first person to respond. So here it says, Achitapa jiveyata tumi sava karohata. You are the one who is going to finish all the miseries, all the pain of all the jivas. If we may not be like Nanda Yashoda or Sakhas or Gopi, but if we are calling the Supreme Lord from the core of the heart, then definitely he will respond. And easily. Dake yadi konjan hai dina kinchan nahi dekhi anya pratikar. If you see that I am helpless, nahi dekhi anya pratikar, means there is no one to help me other than you. Dake yadi konjan, if any person is calling the name of the Supreme Lord, hai dina kinchan, that I am very helpless. Because I am very most fallen, I have no help, only you are the one who can help me. With this mood, if someone is dedicating and surrenders to the Supreme Lord and calls for his holy name from the core of the heart, then what happens? Nahi dekhi anya pratikar. When they see that there is no one to help me, I think that this fellow will help me, that fellow will help me, he will help me, she will help me, or some other will help me, but I see there is no one to help me. Nahi dekhi anya pratikar. Then what happens? Then definitely Lord will come to help. Where he did? Lord is very special. He never discriminates whether the person who is calling the Supreme Lord is human form or animal form or which form he is. Gajendra. He was in the form of elephant. What he did, he has nothing to do, he has nothing to offer. He just plucked one lotus flower and just offered, and he was singing the prayers which he knows from the core of his heart. What was his language? Lord still appeared. Why? He saw that there is no one to help me now. Other than the Supreme Lord, no one can help me. And how he called the Supreme Lord? Through his holy name. And that holy name is so amazing. What language he was speaking in the form of elephant. That is the most speciality in the Supreme Lord. And Draupadi, she was chanting the holy name. She was calling the names of Lord. And what she did? What she offered? She has not even having lotus also to offer. She just raised her hands and she was praying the Supreme Lord that I am now helpless. You are the one who can help me. Because I am in a situation where I am completely fallen. And she is chanting the name of the holy name constantly. Lord appeared. So many devotees are there. Prahlad, what he did, he was only chanting the name of the Supreme Lord, nothing else. Small boy, what he did? He was singing the holy name of the Supreme Lord. He was chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord. He did nothing. But Lord appeared. When a person sees, I have no other shelter other than the holy name, I have no other shelter other than the Supreme Personality, then Lord definitely appears. Tavasvalpaspurti pai ugra tapa dure jai linga bhang hai anayase. Tavasvalpaspurti pai. If a little amount of the holy name is manifested, the taste of the holy name is manifested, even a little, in the heart. Tamas svalpa. Svalpa means very little. Spurti, to come. Ugratapa dure jaye. Ugratapa means what? Ugra means very burning miseries. Most painful moment. It depends on the person according to their levels. For us, the most suffering is threefold miseries. We'll be free from it as the devotee is advancing, as the devotee is progressing. The most painful moment for a devotee is to feel the separation of the Supreme Lord. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is written, Viraha samudra chale kamati mingili gile morinath karaparitran. Devotee is praying the Supreme Lord that viraha samudra jale. Viraha samudra jale means the sea waters, the ocean waters of separation. And the desire to meet with the desired object is like a big whale fish. And it is about to swallow me. I am in the waters of this ocean of separation, and the desire to meet with you is like a big fish trying to swallow me. So morinath karo paritra. You are in the sea and a big fish, whale fish, is about to swallow you. Who will save you? He is asking for that savior. That what is the biggest fish which is going to swallow me is the desire to meet with you. And I am unable to meet with you. That is the most painful moment of a devotee. So when Lord he manifests in the heart of a devotee, how? By chanting of the holy name. Ugratapa dure jaye. That pain will go away. That misery will go away. That pain of separation from the Supreme Lord will go away. Linga bhanga hoye anayase. There will, and it will also go away. The discrimination of gender, male, female, unique gender will not be there. Today we identify ourselves as male and female, or some other people as unique. But it is also not there after that. See, simply when holy name manifests, I remember an incident. Our Gurudev, he performed many years ago in Chandigarh Math. One person came from United States for taking initiation. one of the disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Mahavegavati Dasi. She, I don't know where she is now. She brought her. And this person who came, he is before man. And he changed his hormones and he became woman. And now he named her as Gita. And that time in India it was not there, that custom of changing hormones and becoming male to female or female to male is not there. It was almost 15-16 years back story. But when she came to our Math, Chandigarh Math, somehow or the other these things does not remain secret. So it came out. When it came out, everyone is looking at that person like this. In a very strange mood. How you can imagine the person sitting next to you is has changed the hormones and became like some other gender. Now whether to call him he or she, that is also a big confusion. But, and everyone said kick him, no initiation. But the news has gone to Gurudev. And then this fellow, he went to Gurudev and he said, am I not qualified to be your disciple? Gurudev gave initiation. Gurudev gave initiation. Even though people said, no, what? We don't know what he is, first of all. Gurudev said, no. Why? Because those who are on elevated platform, those who are on the platform of soul conscious, they don't see any male, female, unique, all these things. They don't see these discriminations. For us, we see the body, but they don't see the body. Why? Because they are the possessor of the real treasure, that is Harinam, the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If a person who gets even a little glimpse of the nectar of a pure divine name, such person, he is also free from all the miseries. He is free from all the miseries. What is the misery? The biggest suffering of this material world. He is free from it. He is not affected. And then he is free from this gender discrimination. His mind, his consciousness is never polluted after that by the mercy of the holy name. You can see this. Vishwamitra has performed tapasya, severe penance for 60,000 years. But when Menaka came, immediately he finished. Two times he has fallen down. Sauvari, a biggest sage, he has performed severe penance for 10,000 years inside the waters of Jamuna. But when he saw the relation of the fish in the river waters, in the Jamuna waters, immediately he developed the desire to get married. And he married 50 daughters of Maharaj Mandata. And he lived with them for a very long time. But you can see the story of Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur was performing bhajan, the king of that province, he sent one prostitute to him so that she can spoil his sadhana, she can spoil his character. And she came to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is sitting nicely near the tulsi plant and then he's chanting the holy name. What an amazing thing. She came and she gave her proposal. And he says, I have to chant, so let me finish my rounds, I'll fulfill your desire. He is chanting whole night past. Next day she came, and next day also whole night passed. Third day also she came, and whole night passed. And when third day, that night has passed, immediately she fell in the feet of Haridas Thakur and begged for forgiveness. She said, what I have done? I have committed such a big offense against your lotus feet. She was very beautiful, but she could not attract him. Why? Because he has the taste of holy name. He is beyond these gender discriminations. He has higher taste for the holy name. When you have developed the taste for the holy name, then there is no chance of fall down. Why? Because you will not have that urge, that attraction for other gender. When it is not there, then only it will come. Haridas Thakur, she became the disciple of Haridas Thakur. She fell in the feet of Haridas Thakur and taken shelter in the feet of Haridas Thakur. She shaved her head and became devotee. And she just remained in the place where Haridas Thakur chanted, and she was chanting Harinam. And many people came to have her darshan. Many people came to have her blessings. Even such a bad character person with bad intention, bad motive, is liberated by the mercy of a pure devotee, one who has real taste for the holy name. That is the speciality of holy name. When you chant the holy name sincerely by the mercy of pure devotees, then definitely this will happen. Not only you, the one who comes in contact with you, his mind also cannot remain polluted anymore. That is the glory of Harinam. And Bhakati Vinodakai Jai Harinam Jai Pade Thaki Toya Pada Ase. Shala Bhaktuna Thakur, what he is saying? All glories to the holy name. And I pray to your lotus feet. What I am praying in the lotus feet of the holy name? Pade Thaki Toya Pada Ase. I just want to remain in the lotus feet of yours all the time. Forever I want to remain in your lotus feet. Why? By the mercy of the holy name we will get everything. And that holy name, very easily we got that holy name by the mercy of pure devotees. Srila Prabhupada was asked by one of his disciples that when I will meet with Krishna, he told him, you are having beads, then Lord is there. You chant properly. You have to chant the holy name. And not the holy name itself. Mahaprabhu has made the holy name so potent. The holy name, Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is made potent, self-potent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that, the devotee is coming in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and the Rupanuga Acharyas. We are coming under their line. And we are very fortunate to receive the holy name from such bona fide spiritual authority, who is having the real Harinam, the treasure. Not like from here and there we got. Name is potent, Harikatha is potent when it is coming from the bona fide source. That is the reason Bhagavan Kapil gave instructions to his mother, Devahuti. Satam prasangan mamavirya samvido. You go to my pure devotees. Those who are surrendered to me, those who are living for me, those whose life is dedicated to me, you just go there. And then mamavirya samvido. There only you will get the real potent Harikatha, the real potent holy name. So we got that potent holy name from our Gurudev, from our Guru Vargas. And if we don't chant properly, if we don't take shelter in the lotus feet of the holy name properly, then who is the loser? I. Those who are not doing, they are the loser. So we should pay more attention and we should chant properly the holy name of the Supreme Lord. Because the name of the Supreme Lord can give us everything. The name of the Supreme Lord is the beginning where it will start lifting the person from this level, from scratch, and it will upgrade the person to come out of this body conscious, and after that it will raise the person, it will give the pure devotion, and after that it will take us to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, and there our eternal job is to serve the Supreme Lord. Everything we will get only by chanting of the holy name. What did he say? Narottam Thakur in his kirtans, what he was saying? Golokir Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. The holy name of the Supreme Lord is actually the real treasure of Goloka. What is there in Goloka? The real treasure of Golok is the holy name that we have got by the mercy of pure devotees. So we should be very careful and very proper, and we should surrender properly onto the lotus feet of the holy name. Then only our life is successful. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya kripasindhubhyasya patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.